This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Last month, scientists in South Africa revealed Littlefoot, a 3-million-year-old pre-human skeleton that could tell us a lot about ourselves. A Birmingham Southern College scientist is helping analyze this potential new species. But before we tell you about the present, WBHM's Dan Carson wants to take you back a little.
It's the 1920s. Miners are blasting away in huge caves near Johannesburg. Shattered rocks litter the scene. Some have fossils in them, but the miners don't care. Now jump to the 1990s. A researcher named Ron Clark finds some of those remains in boxes at a university. There were tiny foot bones, that's where Littlefoot comes from, and a tibia, or shin bone. People had thought they were from cows, but Clark saw otherwise. And then...
he noticed on the tibia that it was broken at the very top. It was a fresh break.
Birmingham Southern College anthropologist Jason Heaton explains.
He asked two of our fossil preparators if they would go and find in this gigantic underground dark cave the cross-section of that bone. And so they took handheld lamps, and within 2 days they found the cross-section, and they were able to find out exactly where Littlefoot's skeleton was residing.
Battling some very stubborn rock, they eventually dug out one of the oldest and most complete hominid skeletons ever found. The teams dated Littlefoot at about 3.67 million years, at least as old as the famous Lucy skeleton from East Africa. And it's almost 90% whole compared to Lucy's 40%.
The reason Littlefoot is going to be so dramatically important to what we do is the fact that it's so complete. Because when you look at early human prehistory, we only have about 10 or 11 partial skeletons.
That's because small bones usually don't last millions of years, even when they haven't been chewed up by carnivores. So comparatively, Littlefoot's in great shape, and the team thinks it might be a new species. They're calling it Australopithecus prometheus.
They're more ape than human, but they are filling in that gap of a missing link. Its anatomy right between us and chimpanzees. That's the reason Littlefoot's important, is because it'll start filling in how some of the other species are related to each other.
Ian Tattersall is a curator of anthropology at the American Museum of Natural History. He's not involved with the find, but he agrees it's a major puzzle piece.
I would not be in the least surprised if it were a new species.
After 2 decades of digging and reconstruction, Littlefoot's now in a university vault in South Africa. But thanks to CAT scans and 3D printing, the analysis continues on several continents, including in Jason Heaton's lab at Birmingham Southern. He says he can't give away too much, but the Littlefoot team plans to publish 24 papers starting this year. Ian Tattersall says he looks forward to detailed descriptions of Littlefoot. And he's thankful Ron Clark happened to find those boxes.
It is one of the most astonishing stories of discovery ever. In the walls of this gigantic, huge, dark, difficult cave. And it just goes to show how important it is not to think that old stuff is unimportant.
This old stuff will likely boost understanding of our ancestors and other hominid species that didn't make it. Jason Heaton hopes he and his colleagues can help spread that understanding.
They've taken 3D models and made them available on the web, and I've seen where people are printing them out for schools. This is a skeleton that belongs to all of us. It's important enough that, you know, people should learn about it.
All because some South African miners blasted a cave 100 years ago. For WBHM, I'm Dan Carson.
You can see photos of the Littlefoot skeleton at our website, wbhm.org.